Hello, knowledge seekers. In this episode of 20 Minute Books, we delve into the timeless wisdom of On the Shortness of Life, an essay penned in 49 AD by the Roman philosopher and statesman Lucius Annaeus Seneca, more commonly known as Seneca the Younger. This thought-provoking piece explores the art of appreciating life and utilizing our time wisely. Seneca, a prominent figure in the Stoic school of philosophy, brings to light what is genuinely valuable in life, cautioning us against being ensnared by trivial pursuits and distractions. He offers insights into the sources of true happiness and explains why relentless toil does not lead to peace of mind and fulfillment. Seneca's vast contributions to philosophy include essays, letters, tragedies, biographies, and even satire, establishing him as a multifaceted intellectual of his time. On the Shortness of Life remains one of his most impactful works, urging readers to reflect on the way they spend their time and prioritize what truly matters. This episode is a must-listen for workaholics who find themselves perpetually busy yet unfulfilled, thinkers at the crossroads of understanding what constitutes a good life, and anyone seeking inspiration to embark on a journey of learning and self-discovery. Join us as we unpack the lessons from Seneca's essay and how they can be applied to lead a more meaningful and satisfying life. On the Shortness of Life, life is long if you know how to use it. Introduction. Finding timeless wisdom in Stoicism, mastering life's fleeting nature. Do you often catch yourself feeling as if life is slipping through your fingers, despite all your efforts to seize it? If so, you are far from alone. Nearly two millennia ago, Seneca the Younger, a luminary of ancient Rome and mentor to the notorious Emperor Nero, wrestled with these very concerns. Yet, rather than succumb to despair, Seneca committed his solutions to these problems to paper, offering guidance on living a life of purpose and fulfillment. As a distinguished philosopher, dramatist, and statesman, Seneca's insights are rooted in Stoicism, a school of thought that emphasizes acceptance and finding one's place in the cosmos. His advice has traversed centuries, proving as applicable in the present as it was in his time. Our contemporary angsts, it seems, are not so different from those of the Stoics, and their wisdom offers solace and solutions alike. Through exploring Seneca's teachings, you'll encounter potent ideas that could shift your perspective on life. You'll learn why immersing yourself in reading can enrich your existence, unearth the secret to experiencing true pleasure without relentlessly chasing after it, and even discover why it's wise not to expend too much energy fretting over your funeral arrangements. Seneca's philosophy serves as a reminder that while life may be short, it is wide open to meaningful pursuits and the joy of understanding. One simply needs to recognize and embrace the timelessness of Stoic wisdom. Part 1. Unveiling the Illusion. The Perceived Shortness of Life in the Pursuit of the Inconsequential. Throughout history, humanity has excelled in one particular area, squandering time. The majority find themselves engulfed in what can only be described as frivolous pursuits. Activities that, at first glance, may not appear trivial, yet ultimately contribute to a sense of life fleeing by. Consider how dedicating oneself solely to the chase for status or power can distort the perception of time. Fixated perpetually on tomorrow's achievements, individuals become prisoners of their future ambitions, unable to savor the present moment. This relentless, forward-looking perspective instills a belief that life will truly begin once specific milestones are reached. Yet paradoxically, this constant preparation for life ensures that true living is perennially postponed. The tale of Emperor Augustus vividly illustrates this trap. He frequently dreamt aloud of the peace and tranquility awaiting him upon retirement, a time when he would finally lay down the burdens of empire and bask in repose. Alas, such tranquility remained an elusive mirage, as the demands of leading Rome were unending. Similarly, those who indulge in luxury find their existence compressing before their eyes. In the grip of opulence, the ability to relish the moment is lost to anxieties over the fleeting nature of pleasure or the pursuit of the next hedonistic thrill. Yet, perhaps most pitiable, are those who endeavor for posthumous glory. Engrossed in legacy building, they invest in monuments to their memory and meticulously craft obituaries, neglecting the reality that the future is not theirs to see. Such individuals fail to recognize the folly in lavishing attention on the grandeur of their final send-off. In essence, the most poignant symbol for life's brevity is not a towering monument but a solitary candle, its flame, like life, flickering briefly before extinguishing, serves as a stark reminder of our temporal existence. Part 2. The Mirage of Productivity. When being busy masks a lack of purpose. Picture a vessel that departs its home port, only to be ensnared by tempestuous seas for an entire year. While it might ultimately find its way back to safe waters, it would be misleading to say the ship has navigated a meaningful or deliberate journey. This maritime analogy serves as a perfect parable for the essence of our lives. Being perpetually tossed by life's storms does not equate to living with purpose or fulfillment. It's essential to chart a course with intention, yet discernment must guide our choice of paths. There exists a cohort of individuals who, propelled by restlessness, constantly zigzag through life's journey, haunted by doubt over their chosen direction and yearning for missed opportunities. Then, there are those who drift aimlessly, capitulating to the ebbs and flows of existence without making any concerted effort to steer their destiny. They relent only when the vigor of youth fades or the weariness of age sets in. A distinct group squanders their best years in the pursuit of transient desires, lust, avarice, and excess. They comfort themselves with promises of eventual reform, a day that perpetually dawns tomorrow yet never truly arrives. For some within this group, even if they were granted additional lifetimes, their patterns would remain unchanged. However, the most profound misstep one can commit is to be swept away by the currents of another's ambitions and priorities. Laboring under someone whose values clash with your own is a fruitless endeavor, leading only to a sense of life slipping away unfulfilled. In such scenarios, individuals become so entangled in aims not their own that their genuine passions and aspirations languish unexplored. Ironically, those ensnared in serving another's vision frequently lament that their voices and preferences go unheard. Yet, if they have not afforded themselves the courtesy of introspection and pursuit of personal goals, how can they expect acknowledgement from others? In the end, the only shipwreck more tragic than being lost at sea is losing sight of one's own compass amidst the tumult. Part 3. Nurturing Wisdom: The Choice to Learn from History's Greatest Minds. Though the circumstances of your upbringing and the individuals who influenced your formative years are beyond your control, the realm of learning and personal growth remains a path of your own choosing. The pursuit of wisdom from the world's most profound thinkers is not only feasible, but is a remarkably straightforward path to self-improvement. Whether diving into the philosophies of Plato or Hegel, unraveling the complexities of Derrida, or contemplating Arendt's insights on power and society, these intellectual endeavors offer invaluable understanding of the human condition and the structures that shape our world. Selecting a philosopher as a mentor allows you to confront both the minutiae of daily living and the grand existential questions that define human experience. These great minds offer companionship and solace, becoming guides through the labyrinth of life's challenges. Their availability is unparalleled. These thinkers can be consulted at any moment, offering truths that are unvarnished by personal bias or flattery. They illuminate both our strengths and our weaknesses with unerring accuracy. And when their counsel is no longer needed, they quietly return to the shelf, asking nothing more of us. Engaging with these minds has the extraordinary capacity to enrich your life rather than diminish it. Their teachings hold the power to extend your perception of life's length by imbuing it with depth and meaning. Even as the final chapters of one's own story approach, The wisdom gleaned from these sources illuminates the twin mysteries of living well and facing mortality with courage. However, this intellectual journey requires discernment in the selection of sources and the lessons drawn from them. Amassing knowledge for its own sake without intent or purpose misses the opportunity for profound self-discovery. Life, given its inherent length, affords ample time for the pursuit of genuine insight and wisdom. In this endeavor, history's greatest minds stand as beacons, guiding us toward enlightenment and understanding. Part 4. The Fountain of Contentment Lies Within. In our journey through life, we often stumble upon fleeting moments of joy, brief interludes that momentarily lift our spirits. Yet these external sources of happiness are elusive, slipping away as quickly as they arrived, beyond our grasp and control. The hallmark of a truly wise individual lies in self-reliance and independence. To such a person, external fluctuations in fortune, be it the loss of status or wealth, barely register as disturbances. Their inner equilibrium is not tethered to the whims of fate or the opinions of others. The descent into greed, driven by desires beyond basic necessities, is a surefire way to perpetual dissatisfaction. True contentment arises from living within one's means and embracing one's current circumstances with gratitude. Once the pursuit shifts towards the accumulation of superfluous luxuries, one is ensnared in a cycle of never-ending want, akin to poverty of the spirit. Consider this analogy. A thirst driven not by genuine need but by fevered craving is insatiable. This principle applies equally to the yearning for possessions, power, or any ephemeral desire. It is a symptom of illness, not of genuine lack. At the core of our being, the essence of what truly matters remains impervious to external seizure or degradation. No individual has the power to strip away our intellect or our capacity to find awe in the natural world, the majesty of mountains, or the vastness of the ocean. Our innate ability to gaze upon the heavens or delve into the depths of our existence is unbounded by circumstance. Whether we find ourselves in places familiar or foreign, in health or in sickness, the universe's grandeur remains an open book to those who wish to read it. Thus, it is within ourselves that we must seek the wellspring of satisfaction. It is for us, and us alone, to determine the richness of our engagement with the world around us. True fulfillment is not a treasure to be found, but a realization to be embraced. That the keys to contentment lie not without, but within. Part 5. Harmonizing Work and Play for a Peaceful Mind. Possessing a life that, on the surface, appears the pinnacle of success, loses all its luster if it conceals a psyche in turmoil. A life overshadowed by doubts and filled with regrets is hardly a life well lived. So how does one navigate towards tranquility? The realization that tranquility doesn't come from a one-size-fits-all solution is crucial. We each have unique paths tailored to our personalities. Some may find solace in contemplative study, while others might find fulfillment in vigorous physical activity. Regardless of the path chosen, the important thing is to contribute positively to humanity, harnessing our actions, writings, or intellect to the fullest extent possible. Undertaking tasks that mismatch our abilities is futile. Embrace only those projects you believe in and are convinced you can bring to fruition. This alignment fosters self-trust and softens self-criticism, enhancing enjoyment and confidence in your chosen endeavors. Another key to maintaining a serene mindset is avoiding overexertion. Constantly pushing oneself without respite is as unsustainable as expecting the earth to yield ceaselessly without fallow periods. Balance, not relentless toil, breeds productivity and creativity. This brings us to the vital importance of leisure. Allocating time to unwind is not just beneficial but necessary. Consider Cato, the esteemed Roman statesman who indulged in a glass of wine after his duties, or Socrates, who found joy in playful moments with children amidst his philosophical quests. These examples underscore that leisure and enjoyment are not antithetical to a life of purpose. They are essential components of it. Moderation in all aspects of life is paramount. While certain possessions and activities might facilitate relaxation, dependence on material satisfaction or indulgence in excess is to be avoided. Ultimately, true contentment is not found in external acquisitions, but through a balanced life, where work and enjoyment gently coalesce, leading to inner peace and fulfillment. Final summary. In the pursuit of a meaningful existence, the allure of external accolades and the approval of others offers nothing but a mirage of fulfillment. The essence of a truly enriched life lies not in fleeting validation, but in tapping into the rich reservoir of wisdom left by those who have tread this earth before us. Their insights and experiences serve as a compass, guiding us towards discovering our unique purpose and making impactful contributions to the world at large. The tranquility of the mind, often overlooked in the hustle of daily pursuits, emerges as a cornerstone for a life marked by contentment and purpose. By anchoring ourselves in the principles and teachings of the past, we not only carve out our place in the grand tapestry of humanity, but also cultivate inner peace that transcends the chaos of the external world. In essence, a fulfilling life is built on the foundation of self-awareness, wisdom, and the quest for mental serenity, values that endure beyond the ephemeral charms of societal validation. Thank you for joining me today on this journey of learning and discovery as we explored the insights of another thought-provoking book in our growing library of knowledge. If you've enjoyed our time together, please take a moment to follow our podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and share 20-minute books with other knowledge seekers. Your support truly means a lot. Don't forget to join me again in the next episode, where we will delve into another enriching book. Until then, happy reading and happy listening.